B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hi.
So today was a Monday of all Mondays for me. I don't know. I think I was technically awful today with the show. It seemed to me like I was playing catch up on the show all morning long.
Yeah.
And it all has to do with the dump that I took at 5:45. I tried to hold off.
My gosh.
And then I realized when I normally am prepping the show and preparing everything, I was in the bathroom. And then every time I wiped Loren, I had to go again. So it was like one of those.
Okay. That is way too much information.
Yeah, I know. But I have to tell you why I felt like today's show was off to a shitty start. Pun intended.
Literally.
So then at 5:58, normally we time it out so that we start the show with the little Manny and Loren open. And then we start the show, talk about what's going on in our world, play a little music, come back, play commercials, and then we're off and running. And today that didn't happen. Like,
no.
We started the show at 6, and then, like, I missed the show open. The show open wasn't put in. That was my fault. So then all of a sudden another song plays. And then we have to play our Monday morning song that we play every week.
You just couldn't have bailed off of that for one week?
I don't know. I probably, in retrospect, should have. But I felt like by playing the Monday morning song, it would put my, like, I'd be able to fix what just happened, get me in the vibe, but it only made it worse. We were pretty much late going into every single commercial break today.
And that's good. I'm sure we won't get an email about that later.
There's nothing I could say. Like, sometimes your team just sucks. And today, the team sucked, and I'm the person behind it.
The quarterback's fault.
It was the quarterback's fault, damn it. I know people probably have one of those days where you just like, fuck it. It's the Mercury retrograde. I'm calling it.
Truth.
Right?
When's this shit over?
Soon. The 12th of October, the 9th of October,
That's not soon. Are you kidding me? I thought you were going to say like October 1st. That's soon.
So what do you want to talk? Where should we start? What do you want to do?
I don't know. You know, I don't think we ever mentioned that Elena was coming back.
Yes, your au pair Elena has decided to come back. And she's not coming back for 2 weeks, y'all. She's coming back for like a year.
She's not coming back for a year. But yes, so you remember there was this conversation about Elena coming with her boyfriend and that they were going to stay for 2 weeks and then go home. Well, now Elena is coming without her boyfriend, and she's staying for 3 months.
And I said to her, because you were FaceTiming with her in the studio, and I said to her, I go, well, what's your boyfriend going to think? She's like, he's fine.
Yeah, he wants to see her happy, and she just, you know, she doesn't feel like Italy is her place in the world, I guess. I don't know. She loves it here, and I think she just loves, like, the environment here and the family and, you know, so.
She doesn't have that at her place in Italy.
Well, I mean, like, she has family, but she's, like, an only child. She lives with her parents. You know what I mean? So it's, like, that's...
She's bored.
Yeah, a little bit. And I think she likes to, like, entertain and be, like, working on projects and that sort of thing. So I am starting my little side hustle, and she's going to come help me launch it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Has she been working on it from overseas?
Yeah, actually.
I like that you have an international office.
Yeah, I do. I have an office in Italy.
Yeah. So she's coming and staying through the holidays.
Uh-huh.
Now, your other au pair, Kiara, we started off the show talking about her.
You can't say my other au pair because Elena is not my au pair anymore. Like, she's not coming here to work with the kids. Like,
well,
she will.
Your original au pair is Elena.
She would love to see them, but she's not, like, babysitting for me.
Right, so Kiara, you're now au pair. She is going to be here, and she's also from Italy. So do you have a fear that her and Elena will talk about you in Italian behind your back?
So when I was in Italy and I took everyone to lunch, like, because I had never met Kiara, and typically you don't get to meet your new nanny until she gets here. But since I was in Italy over the summer, she was nice enough to come and meet me in Milan. So I took everyone to lunch, and at lunch, because Kiara at that point was more comfortable speaking Italian than English, her and Elena were like, and I felt left out of the conversation. So I did tell Elena when she was asking me if she could come and for how long, I was like, yes. I was like, but just know, like, you guys have to speak English in the house so that you're not leaving people out of conversations. I was like, we would love to learn Italian, but, like, please, just out of respect for us, don't have, like, a full conversation around us, with, you know, because then we just feel excluded from it.
So my neighbor down the street is from Spain. She moved here from Miami, and her daughter speaks, like, really good English, always speaks English. But her son, who's three, speaks mostly Spanish. Mm-hmm. So she asked the teacher at the preschool, like, hey, does he speak English? And she's like, oh, yeah, he speaks nonstop English. But he only speaks Spanish to her and her and his sister.
Okay.
So we were like, well, that's really cool. Like, he should start telling the other boys in the neighborhood how to speak Spanish as well so that they have mm-hmm. some of that in them.
Yeah. I'm excited, though, because, like, Jackson is at an age, too, where he's, like, actually retaining information that you tell him. So, like, he can count to 20. I mean, he's 2, but he can count to 20 in English and 10 in Spanish and Italian, which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. That's awesome. But he needs to learn how to speak conversational. That's the thing, is, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's 2. He's
I know, but when he gets older... Yes. How cool would it be? I'm so jealous of bilingual people. Like,
me too.
I love that. I love bilingual people. Okay, so Elena's coming. When does she arrive?
She gets here on Cash's birthday. So we're going to put her in a big box and put her outside the front door and tell Cash that there is a present at the door for him. And when he opens it,
you are not. You are not.
I think we are.
Oh, my God. Where are you going to get a box that's breathable that big?
I don't know. She's little.
Oh, my God. And she's like the guy in Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 13 who jumps in, who squeezes into everything.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so funny. Oh, man. All right, you guys. Lauren's got to run. She's got to go play Super Mom. So that is a short Rap Party podcast for today. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.